Coming up on All Access.
J-E-T-S, we're going to come out, and we're going to beat Tom Brady.
A fake by Brady on the jet sweep. He bobbles the ball, drops it, picks it up, and throws to the back of the end zone with a diving, juggling catch by Malcolm Mitchell. What a recovery by TB12.
Nice drive. Let's win. Get yourself open.
Congratulations, TB12.
It's because of you guys.
You know, I mean, when it ended for me here, it certainly wasn't perfect. But to come back now and it's no longer, hey, you got to sign this or whatever. It's more like, hey, Drew, how are you? Welcome back. You know, and it's a really cool thing.
My love of music came from my dad. Growing up, my dad was in a band. The band was called Funk.com.
The pocket collapses and he goes down.
They don't need a lot of points to win. They're very explosive. They can turn the ball over. They could score in the kicking game. So they can do a lot of damage in a hurry.
On a day when they needed to make a play, the Patriots' defense helped seal a victory in the Meadowlands. Hello and welcome to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. New England's 9-2 record is good for the top of the division and the conference at this time. But to keep pace with the other teams, they must beat an unfamiliar foe. The new-look Los Angeles Rams, with the number one overall pick in the draft, visit Foxborough on Sunday. And they'll have to do it without the services of all-world tight end Rob Gronkowski, whose back injury is reportedly worse than originally feared and facing surgery. We'll discuss the ramifications of the injury to the team. But to kick things off, let's look back at the sights and sounds of the win over the Jets.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
And hello again, everyone. A very pleasant good afternoon and welcome to MetLife Stadium. And for the first time this season, they face the New York Jets, an old AFC East rival. But as we know, Scott Zolak, of late, these two teams get together, games go down to the wire.
Let's go, baby. It's on us tonight. Playmakers on three. One, two, three.
A lot of things that Bill talked about all week. Don't take all of us for 60 minutes today.
You want to make a name for yourself, yo? We got to make plays in order to win games. Let's go make plays, yo.
We do this together. All day, together, all three. One, two, three, together.
Let's dominate, fellas. Let's make some plays.
J-E-T-S, we're going to come out, and we're going to beat Tom Brady. Here we go.
LeGarrette runs it to the left, cuts it up inside, and turns to the 47, a pickup of three.
The runs will come, but only in time if we just keep sticking them in there, okay?
It's a throw right back, showing it for Marshall, leaps to bring it down, and he makes the catch in front of Butler for a touchdown for the Jets.
We're on track to our thing, we've got to score some points. Long game, got a lot of football.
He looks left. He's under pressure by Long. Throws downfield with a catch by Robbie Anderson, who spins away from Malcolm Butler and runs it to the side. Ball's loose.
They got it.
Recovered by the Patriots.
Woo. Good job, Malcolm.
Let's go! Let's just keep playing. Got it? Let's just keep getting the ball.
Brady down 10-3 with Edelman motioning into the backfield. A fake by Brady on the jet sweep. He bobbles the ball, drops it, picks it up, and throws to the back of the end zone with a diving, juggling catch by Malcolm Mitchell. What a recovery by TB12.
Nice drive.
Get yourself open. There you go,
buddy.
Nice shooting. Not yet. Held the ball. Gave away the points.
Dropped by Fitzpatrick. Lob. Back right corner of the end zone right. And Butler leaps with Inunua, who made the grab. He came down at the pylon, and he's ruled out of bounds.
I played football a long time. If that's not a touchdown, I don't know what is anymore.
The ruling on the field has been changed.
It's overturned, and it's a touchdown to give the Jets the lead.
Let's go, boys. One good drive.
Brady fires down the middle. Catch by Edelman. Shakes free from Revis and dives across the 40. Throws down the middle for Hogan. Leaps at the 10 with a catch. Shoulder down by Pryor. Shotgun snap to Brady. He's looking left. He's throwing toward Mitchell. Has the catch. Inside the left pylon. Touchdown. And the lead for the Patriots.
Oh, man.
Fucking drive, TV.
Three-man rush. Pressure by Long. He strips the ball. It's loose. It's scooped up by the Patriots. And Flowers has it. Tom Brady joins Peyton Manning as the only quarterbacks in NFL history to start 200 victories.
Good game, huh?
What a game.
That was hard.
You hit the guy. Way to go, man.
Yeah,
we need a way to go, D.
Good job, baby.
9-2, baby. 9-2.
Way to go, baby. Way to go. Yeah, who did? It was a great game.
For you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we need it.
Yep. Nice job,
get the ball out. There we go.
Way to get up in there. Good game, man. I loved it. That was a great game. Way to go.
Appreciate it, sir.
Let's go, man. I mean, great job. That's way to. I mean, we played 7 minutes of really good football there at the end. A lot of good situation football, complimentary offense, defense, special teams. I mean, that's the way we got to play. That's a great job winning division game on the road, which is always tough down here. Nice job. All right. Tomorrow, all right, we're going to have another victory Monday. All right, look, we just got to keep grinding. Now, I told you, every day is important. Every week's important. Let's put everything we got into it. We're going to have to work our ass off every day, all right? Work our ass off every day. Great job, fellas. Great job.
Woo! Get a moment for 18 real quick. No slate today.
Get a moment for 12.
Hey, fellas. Oh, he tied a record? Ooh.
200.
Congratulations, TB12.
It's because of you guys.
Well, certainly a happy locker room after the game, but you have to wonder what that locker room feeling is like now. Joining me now is Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. And guys, Gronk's surgery comes as a complete shock to you guys?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we knew he was dealing with something that was pretty significant enough to keep him out of the last three quarters of that game. And I know that Rob Gronkowski, if he's out in that field and he can play, he's going to. So we knew he was dealing with something, Mike. I wasn't aware that it was going to be this substantial.
Well, what we know is whenever we're up at the top of the show, it's usually not good news, Steve. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo's injury, Jamie Collins' trade, and now you bring us up here. But not to make light of the situation, nothing surprises me with Rob Gronkowski and his health. We've had a lot of situations over the 7 years he's been here, and you never quite know which way it's going to turn a lot of the times.
All right, let's look at short-term, long-term. Let's start with short-term first. Prognosis, do you think he'll be back before the season's over?
No, I don't. I don't think really there's any chance of that. And I don't think there should be. I mean, when you're dealing with a guy having his third back surgery in, 7 years, I just think it's too much. At some point, you just have to make sure the guy has a chance to heal. And I think if you're talking 8 weeks coming off a herniated disc surgery, I can't see him being able to play.
Some would say it's a long shot. I'd say it's no shot, Steve. And
I agree.
I think the team probably thinks that
realizes
having
that
clarity with that might even help them move forward.
Long term, you think he's back?
That's the bigger question.
Well, it is.
He's 27, and I know how much football means to him, but I also know how aware of his body he is. And, there's a lot of people around town that tend to take some shots at Rob and, calling him fragile and wondering what his priorities are when he is hurt and how long it takes him to come back. So I know he is aware of his situation, and I bet you there's going to be some soul-searching. Mike, remember when he tore his ACL and we saw some stories later about that and him talking about wondering if his career was over with a torn ACL? Now we're talking again, third back surgery since 2009. He's going to have some questions.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Certainly has to be concerned given, the back surgery, the forearm, the knee. I wouldn't count him out, but not where you want to be trending at this point.
All right, guys, don't go anywhere. We'll catch up with you guys a little later on in the show. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access,
we catch up with Patriots Hall of Fame quarterback Drew Bledsoe.
How was I as a backup?
Oh, Zoe was a backup. Zoe was awesome as a backup.
Yeah. Know your role, right?
Yeah.
And later, we introduce you to Patriots defensive lineman Geno Grissom, who shows us his outlet for creativity.
Whether I use it to, as my next career, or if it just stays recreational, it'll always be something that I can come back to.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to All Access, presented by GEICO. We know football season has started because it's after Thanksgiving. Dan Roach checks in on a Patriot team trying to play its best down the stretch.
Gronkowski is being taken into the locker room here.
As we know by now, the Patriots suffered potentially a big blow to their quest for a lengthy playoff run with the news that Rob Gronkowski will undergo back surgery that could end his season. The Patriots reacted to the news on Friday.
You know, there's no guys like Rob just on the street, so it's hard to just sub one guy for one guy. But, you know, there's other guys will just have to play. You know, when he comes out of the lineup, you know, someone else has to step in and fill that spot.
And now it's on to December for the 9-2 Patriots.
It's when football really begins. People are trying to get in the playoffs. People are trying to, you know, keep their spot. That's when real football starts. So another level of football get played around this time.
We got 5 games left in the regular season. You know, you can't get those 5 games back. You can't make up for them later in the season. Each game really matters.
And the December slate starts Sunday as the Patriots host the 4-7 L.A. Rams, a team they haven't faced since 2012.
Just try to get as familiar with them as possible. We've got a lot of film on them. They played a lot of football, so just try to prepare as best we can this week and get ready for them.
Chris Long knows this team quite well, as he was drafted 2nd overall in 2008 by the Rams and played 8 years with them before signing with New England this past offseason.
Not too strange. Listen, had good years there. Got a lot of love for all those guys and the coaches, but at the end of the day, this is where I play football right now.
With a win Sunday over the Rams, the Patriots would reach the 10-win mark for the 14th consecutive season, leaving them too shy of the all-time mark of 16 straight set by the San Francisco 49ers from 1983 to 1998. From the CBS scene at Foxborough, for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Coach Belichick returns. All right, on to the Rams. And, you know, I've heard you talk a couple times this past week. You don't really know a lot about this team, but it's hard to believe that not that they only win one, but they won 2 games without even scoring an offensive touchdown. They're pretty good on defense.
Very good on defense. They've held 5 opponents to 14 points or less. So they don't need a lot of points to win. They're very explosive. They can turn the ball over. They could score in the kicking game. And they have very explosive offensive skill players at receiver, tight end, quarterback, running back. So they can do a lot of damage in a hurry.
I remember last week talking to you in a pregame about the Jets' defensive line, and you quickly went on to also, you know, we got the Rams next week too. They might be as big or better. Is this as big or good a defensive line you've seen?
Well, I'd say they're quicker, faster, more active. The Jets are a big, powerful, strong line that they're very hard to move and have to deal with a lot of power rush and that type of style. These guys are fast, athletic, very active. So they're hard to block because they don't stay blocked long. They run well. They have good upfield quickness. They can change directions quickly. So we've really got we're blocking a whole different type of group other than a couple guys. I mean, the Rams have a couple big guys, but they have some fast, quick, athletic players that are very hard to match up against.
It's hard not to look at the Rams, especially the uniforms, and not reflect back to 2001. And you've coached a lot of games prior to that, since that. That was a special team you guys had. Organizations honoring the 15th anniversary, not to get past this game that's going to take place on Sunday, but pretty special place in your heart for that team, right?
Absolutely. That team played and competed as well as any team. They weren't the most talented team but they played well. They competed well, and they performed well under pressure, and that's why they were champions.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from Doug in Providence. Wants to ask you about trick plays. Not that you're going to give all the state secrets, but the Chris Hogan pass and going back to the divisional game against Baltimore a couple of years ago. When do you start practicing those? Back in camp and kind of keep them in the bank? Is that a team-specific thing for game plans? Much as you can tell us.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's a little bit of everything. Some of them we practice, some of them we keep, some of them we need a certain situation to feel good about the play. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if it's depending on our personnel, for example, on that play where we need another person to throw the ball, you got to have that
right
guy to throw it. So I'd say it's a combination of things. Definitely trying to get the right look and trying to get the defense to be in something that you can count on where you think it'll have a chance to be successful. That's a big part of it. We don't want to run bad plays and just run it and lose 10 yards or lose the ball or something like that. We want to try to have it on our terms so that we feel like we have a chance to hit it.
All right, good stuff. All right, if you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, hashtag it, AskBB. What are we going to look at, Belstrader?
Well, we've got a little bit of everything. We've got an explosive offense with the Rams. We've got some dangerous defensive guys on the front and a good in kicking game.
All right, sounds good. We'll have some fun with that. But first, more Patriots All Access right after this.
Congratulations to the Brighton Bengals and coach Randolph Abraham, who was named the Patriots High School Coach of the Week. Brighton beat Boston Latin Academy on Thanksgiving Day to clinch the Boston City League North title. Presenting the award is former Patriots linebacker Andre Tippett. The Patriots Charitable Foundation will award $1,000 to the Brighton High School football program in the name of Coach Randolph Abraham.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with a guy that I used to carry the bags for, a former teammate of mine, Patriot Hall of Famer, Drew Bledsoe. You've been in for the week. How's the week been?
It's been great, man. It's, you know, I mean, we grew up out here together, kind of. You know, we got here. I was single. Left here. I was married and had three kids, man. It's a homecoming.
Are you surprised how much Route 1 has changed?
I don't even recognize it, man. Don't even recognize it. I remember when we first got here watching you fly up and down the road in your Corvette by the end zone motor in, which was the swanky digs we got to stay in when we were rookies.
We were at the tradition. I had the opportunity to present you with your award, well deserved. How much does getting inducted into something like that, the Sports Museum of Boston, mean to you?
You know, it's a really cool thing. You know, to come back to this area, and you know, I mean, when it ended for me here, it certainly wasn't perfect.
Yeah.
But to come back now and to feel like I'm part of the community, and it's a really cool experience now for me when I go out and I'm placed, because it's almost like everybody feels like I'm their buddy, which is a cool thing. You know, it's no longer, hey, you got to sign this or whatever. It's more like, hey, Drew, how are you? Welcome back. You know, and it's a really cool thing.
You're a Red Jacket guy now, Patriot Hall of Famer, and sort of that crew that you play with, the Ties, the Troys, the Willies. Everybody's starting to get into it. Kevin Faulk last year. How much does that core group mean to you, those guys?
You know, it's
Tippett. Tippett a lot, too.
Yeah, I mean, Andre was so great to me when I first came in to the league, you know, just as a mentor. But, yeah, that whole group that, I mean, I played with, you know, a big chunk of the guys that are in the Hall of Fame now. You know, I think we get to all go out for the coin toss in our red jackets. It's going to be a pretty good group of us.
This 2016 team, how much do you actually follow them?
You know, I'm still a football fan.
Yeah.
You know, and I got to go watch the Patriots out at the 49ers when we were down there with my kid. So I watch them quite a bit. And I'm a fan of what they're doing. You know, they just keep finding ways to keep it going.
I was over there on the sideline with you. Nice moment. Tom came over. You guys chatted for a while. 17 years into it. Are you surprised how much he's still slinging it and the approach it takes? Because you got to be maniacal about it, right, to play it as well as you do.
You got to be maniacal about it, and he is. And he takes great care of himself, playing at a high level, still leading this group. Every once in a while, we'll have a little text conversation back and forth. You know, he's doing a great job leading this organization, and he still really wants it. And I don't know if he's ever said it publicly, but I think this whole deal that happened over the last year or so with the footballs may have put, you know, a couple more years on the end of his career.
You're on record saying Tom Brady was the worst backup ever because he didn't really know the understanding or the meaning of the word backup and remained a backup. How was I as a backup?
Oh, Zoe was a backup. Zoe was awesome as a backup.
Yeah. Know your role, right?
Yeah. You just, you know, you kept it light, kept it entertaining, and then when you had to come in and play, you came in and played your ass off. So it was great.
Plus, picks play though. That's the difference. Yeah, you're the number one pick.
Yeah, when you're the first pick, you know you're going to play. I mean, I know you were better than I was and told everybody that. But you know, they drafted me, so they had to put me on the field.
And Parcells too. He says, "Honey, you need to understand your role, right?
Not every guy plays. But no, it was fun, man. We had a great run together. We had a lot of fun, and nobody died. You know,
no.
It was great.
No, at least we know where the bodies are buried. 49ers guy, man, I had to win that one to get us in the playoffs.
Absolutely, man. He came in and balled out and played great.
Should I remain the starter after that?
Of course not.
Okay, good answer. It's great seeing you as always, buddy.
Good to see you, man.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, there he is, former Patriots quarterback Drew Bledsoe. More Patriots All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
Feel the beat with Patriots defensive lineman Geno Grissom.
It's my escape. It's a way for me to just kind of relax, release, and go somewhere else for a little bit.
And later, can Coach Belichick silence the Rams? Find out on the Belistrator.
I've caused more negative plays in the last couple of years than any team in football.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette One Pro Glide Refill. Up to 1 month of comfortable shaves. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEAT or visit aceticket.com. This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
In his second season with the team, defensive lineman Geno Grissom has carved out a role primarily as a special teamer for the Patriots. Off the field, he has a pretty unique talent.
My love of music came from my dad. Growing up, my dad was in a band. The band was called Funk.com. And just to see his love for music, it obviously inspired me. Growing up, I used to play the drums. Right next to him, he'd be practicing for his gigs or what have you, and I was right in there learning the same drum melody right next to him. So, I mean, my dad is my best friend, so, my senior year of high school, he was diagnosed with multiple myeloma. That's a type of blood cancer. It's always been his escape, I guess. He'll get on the bass, I'll go get on the drums. You know, it's just something that we've always done, so.
Now eight notes. One and two, good. Three and four and two and three. And then the triplets. One triplet, two triplets.
There's just something about music, and everybody's felt it. You know, if you hear a song, sometimes it can move you. It can touch your soul. It can make you feel a certain way. You know, being able to create and control that power is a great gift.
You got four limbs, right?
Yep.
You know what the fifth limb is?
The mouth.
Mm-hmm. The mouth. Paradiddle, paradiddle. Right, left, right, right, left, right. If you say that again, right, it's going to help. And what the voice does is it helps to integrate the mind and the body. Yeah. Breathe.
I think I did take lessons for a couple of weeks, but I didn't. I don't think I liked it, and I think I more enjoyed just playing with dad and enjoyed learning that way more.
Unaccented is just the tip of the stick on the hi-hat, or anywhere for that matter, right? Just the tip. Accent using the shoulder of the stick, mm-hmm. So I can get, right? Mm-hmm. So, little paradiddle, paradiddle. Now with those accents, absent, absent. You try it.
It don't sound that clean.
I do enjoy making music. And it's one of those things that I'll always be able to fall back on. You know, whether I use it to, you know, as my next career or if it just stays recreational, it'll always be something that I can come back to. I think it's because it's, like I said before, it's my escape. It's a way for me to just kind of relax, release, and go somewhere else for a little bit.
In this case, if you get the wrist facing down a little bit, then you... just your left hand. Yeah, there you go. Perfect. Boom, boom, boom. Because you're playing like the bass player. Boom, 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 boom. You got it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. My pleasure.
Time now for Turf, brought to you by our good friends at Gillette's for Edzo. Rams week, 1 o'clock home game.
Yeah, I love the 1 o'clock game. And a rookie quarterback, another rookie quarterback.
What's his name?
Coming to Gillette.
Jared Goff.
Jared Goff is his name.
Jared Goff.
Yeah, so if I'm Jared Goff, you know what I'm doing? I'm going to push the football down the field. I saw what other teams have done to the Patriots' corners. And especially, this guy's got a strong arm, and it's an easier read for him. He can take his drop back, hit his back foot, and get rid of the football. Right. I think that's his best opportunity for success.
Talking about driving it in the hole. So he's got guys like Tavon Austin. What they do with Austin is they'll split him out in the slot. And it's about stemming the top of the route. So you're Goff. If I'm Austin, I'm getting up on the safety, whoever it is. And you're talking about shots and laying the ball in spots. That's where Goff's good, going back to the Cal days. Hit the back foot, throw for spots, lay it out.
So I think they're going to need to disguise their coverage because he is going to take shots down the field to take advantage of his arm and just the availability to, you know, to get some points because that's the best thing.
So I'm going to be Devin McCourty. You're going to be Patrick Chung. You're up. So right now, pre-snap read, we're giving him a cover one look. High safety, safety's up. At the snap, Christian's going to back up. I'm going to quarter coverage. All of a sudden, you're on the move on the fly. You're forcing a kid, second, third start, to make quick decisions.
Yeah, make it tough on him. Man. He's going to listen. The Patriots have a tough time getting interceptions. This could be the day they get a couple.
How do you think Jeff Fisher does this game?
I don't know. Ask Eric Dickerson.
Okay, yeah. I got to go.
Time now for the Opponent Spotlight, brought to you by GEICO.
Sunday will mark the Rams' second visit to Gillette Stadium for a regular season game, and they confront a 9-2 Patriots team coming off a win over a division rival. I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Sosi, and we're here with your Opponent Spotlight. Now, Bob, the Patriots' defense has steadily improved over the last two games. This week, their challenge is Todd Gurley. The Rams, they're playing a rookie quarterback. Do they lean more on Gurley in the run game?
Well, you'd have to think that they will. First of all, Goff improved a lot from the Miami game to the Saints contest, especially impressive in the early part of the New Orleans Saints game. But he is a rookie, as you mentioned, and only his third start on the road against an opponent like the Patriots. And who knows what the weather conditions are going to be like for him to deal with. Played collegiately in Northern California, of course, now calls Southern California his home. And Jeff Fisher teams have always relied heavily on the run, whether he was leaning on Eddie George in Tennessee or now Gurley coming off 1,100-plus yards for the Rams a year ago. Hasn't been as consistent this year, but I think that's because teams are certainly loading up against the run for the Rams. But one figures he'll be a central part of the game plan on Sunday.
Defensively, Bill Belichick praised defensive tackle Aaron Donald as one of the best in the league. What does the interior of the Patriots' offensive line have to do to keep him at bay?
Yeah, good reason to praise Donald and the rest of that defensive line for the Rams. Robert Quinn, another name that pops to mind, but they're really deep and they're really disruptive up front. And Donald may be a short guy, but as Bill Belichick told us, he's not a small guy. He's very powerful, he's very quick, very disruptive, and somebody who's very persistent production as well. So the Patriots have got to sustain their blocks, because if he doesn't get to the ball carrier or the quarterback on the first move, he's going to then be able to generate a second move, whether it's with his strength or his speed. Donald's one of the league's best.
All right, well, we've heard what Bill Belichick has to say about Donald. Luckily, we've got him in studio with Scott Zolak, so he can show us all about Donald. Let's check it out in the Belistrator.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Belistrator. Time to learn something about the L.A. Rams. Almost called them St. Louis Rams. But here we go. L.A., Coach, what do we have?
Well, defensively, this is a very active front, very disruptive front. They have caused more negative plays in the last couple of years than any team in football. Starts here with Aaron Donald, number 99. He's lined up at the top of the screen there over the right guard. You see how quick he is. He's able to just slip this block, get in the backfield, cause a negative play. Very good pass rusher, very disruptive in the running game. Just a hard guy to block. And it's, here's the same play from the end zone. You can see how quick he is here to, start inside like he's going to follow the guard down and then make a quick slip move on him. Hard to run the ball with a defensive tackle 5 yards in the backfield.
Yeah, great hand-to-hand combat right there with him.
You know, another very disruptive play here. This is the sack on Breeze early in the game. And again, this is kind of what you have to deal with here. You feel like offensively you've got the ball. It's first and 10. It's second and 8 or whatever.
It feels like they have everybody up there too, you know, but just with that brief
look. Yeah, they do. Yeah, well, they play a lot of this five-man front, you know, the bear look. Jeff Fisher going back to his days with Buddy Ryan. They like this front. Puts a lot of pressure on each of the down linemen. And then that forces a single block there. And so Donald, again, very quickly here just, you know, comes through the guard, gets the Breeze before he's even set up. You're not thinking about on first or second down offensively of having a play like this, but this is what the Rams are capable of doing. Doesn't have to be third down, doesn't have to be a passing situation. They can put pressure on you really in any down and distance.
And they'll flip him too. Yeah, we looked at the previous play, he was on the other side.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so here he is right here. And again, this is a good look at it from the end zone. You can really see how active he is inside. Starts the power rush and then just flips it into an inside move, strip sack. There's Barron on the ball. So quick turnover, got the ball on the 6-yard line, scored a brittle on the next play. They can hit it in a hurry.
Okay. All right, Coach, one more look here defensively.
Right, so this is Quinn at the top, number 94, and he normally plays up on our left side. Very athletic, fast, runs the edge, excellent speed rusher, has 18 forced fumbles in his career. You can see his long arms here, get the ball out of Winston's hands for an easy turnover and a big return. So, again, these guys are such a big threat to not only turn the ball over but score on defense and make big plays really at any time. Well, it all starts with Gurley, number 30, the running back. Cunningham's another good back, too, but Gurley really can carry the mail. This guy is very big and powerful, good downhill runner with good vision.
You have him on your fantasy team?
I know you.
A lot of people do. That's right. You know, it's kind of the top guy.
He just needs a little bit of space and with the power and momentum that he gets going downhill into the line of scrimmage.
Okay. Not only can they run the ball, they can also throw it.
Yep. And the guy they like to throw it to is Kenny Britt. He's having a great year for him. You can see how he's a big target. He's very good off of press coverage because of his size, and he has good speed, but he's strong. He can run through contact, he makes it very good on the deep ball, shields it with his body, does a good job of going up and getting the ball with his hands. He's a good deep ball receiver, also a good catch and run receiver on the underneath play, so tough guy to handle. Well, the Rams have a punter that's a very unusual player. He's a big weapon for him. Against the Jets, he had 3 major field position swinging plays. Here the Rams are backed up on their 15-yard line, and Hecker bangs it out of there. Not only can he get long, he can kick it high. He's very good inside the 20, and he does a good job of moving the ball around, placing it so that it's a hard ball to handle. The returners have a lot of trouble with it. Here Marshall, muffs it for a second, and then, the Rams are all over him with their coverage. So it ends up being a 73-yard punt, which totally swings the field position now from one end to the other. So this guy is a major weapon in terms of his ability to change field position, get the ball down inside the 5-yard line on plus 50 punts. And he's also a threat to fake it.
All right, Coach. Plus, he also gets excited, too. I mean, that's kind of one of the fun things of the game. All 3 phases, you guys will be ready to go.
All right, thank you.
All right, good luck against the Rams. There's your Belistrator. More Patriots All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back, everybody, to Patriots All Access. Time now for our panel discussions. Back with you guys, Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. And many fans may think that the Patriots team has been derailed when it comes to straight shots at the Super Bowl. Is that true?
It's going to be tough. And to me, the guy just means so much, especially in the red zone, Mike. I think that he demands so much attention from defensive coordinators. I think the offense is different. I still think they can get to the Super Bowl. I still don't think that the overall competition is all that tough. But the Patriots are going to have to find different ways to do it, no doubt.
You ever take that Acela train where it gets you right there, Steve? Like, they might have to take a different route where there's a couple regional stops along the way. That would probably be my answer. It's going to get harder for them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't count this team out, though. They're pretty resourceful.
I agree.
So now all eyes turn to Martellus Bennett. He's not Gronk, but he's pretty good.
No, and you know, maybe this is one of those stops that we have to make, because the problem with Martellus Bennett is he's banged up, too.
Yep.
You know, he's been really fighting through ankle, shoulder problems, and you know, he missed a little practice time earlier in the week,
right,
too. So I don't think that he is quite as dynamic in the receiving department as Gronk is, but he's pretty good. And we've seen him produce for this team. I know he's got the respect of the locker room for his toughness and what he's been through the last few weeks, but it's not the same.
He's a heck of an athlete, Mike.
Well, he is, Steve, and it's not the same. Not necessarily, I mean, the one-for-one, I agree with you. It's a step down a little bit from Gronkowski, but
the
to
offense.
Me, it's the essence of what you're trying to be. Two tight ends, Gronkowski and Bennett together,
exactly.
70 to 80% of the time,
mm-hmm.
and all the different things you can do out of that. There's no one you can put in there and be that same two tight end offense. So now you got to look at your third and fourth receivers, Malcolm Mitchell, Danny Amendola. They might have to do more. Hogan and Edelman always going to be there, right, as one and two. And then Deion Lewis, James White, maybe you pair up the two running backs together on the field. Just going to have to try to find some different ways to do it.
So normally when something like this happens, you lean on the defense a little bit more. But can you lean on this defense at this time?
Yeah, and we'll see. I'm not sure you can, but what I like what Mike just talked about is the very last thing. I think you might want to lean on your backfield a little bit more and see if you can get some production. You know, they had a pretty productive day against the Jets. The three of them, you know, were up close to 200 yards from scrimmage. Use the, you know, White and Lewis as receivers. I think you can sort of mix in Lewis a little bit more as a runner in some of those spread formations, some of those two-back sets where you're sort of trying to dictate matchups. And Blunt has been pretty consistent this season. So maybe rely on the running game, rely on that backfield a little bit.
The interesting part to me about the defense is, you know, can you rely on them based on what we've seen to this point? The answer is no. I think the question, Steve, is can they get better? Because really they're still trying different things. Eric Rowe at number two cornerback spot. Kyle Van Noy, Shea McClellan at different linebacker roles. Maybe it clicks, and maybe you can rely on this group down the home stretch because they're still experimenting in a little bit of a way. But, you know, you're almost hoping on hope when you think about that because you would have liked to have seen it by now.
Because our expectations are so high, have we been fair when it comes to looking at this defense?
Well, the defense, I thought, coming into the season, with all the, I thought they had a potential to have some playmakers. I thought they, you know, they had, what, 49 sacks last year. We haven't seen anywhere near that kind of production. I thought Malcolm Butler might be able to make the next step into being one of these guys that Aqib Talib, where he's picking off passes every other week and making plays. Butler has been solid. Dante Hightower has been solid. But some of those playmakers, Jamie Collins, no longer here.
Right.
Chandler Jones, no longer here. I think some of that talent, some of that individual talent was stripped away. And it's sort of been one of those sort of try to hang on kind of a defense. And I thought they could be more than that, Mike. I thought heading in they could be a playmaking type defense.
But they're still 9-2.
They're still 9-2, Steven. But, you know, how much was the defense a part of that? I mean, in some games they were. I think this last game the defense did its part. But I think more if you were to look at the games before then, you'd probably say this is a team outside of the Houston game where they relied more on their offense to produce those results.
I say they'll be 10-2 after this weekend. How they match up against the Rams?
Well, you know, fortunately, this is a nice soft landing spot for them. They come back home after a couple of tough road games. They play a team that's really offensively challenged with a, you know, a rookie quarterback making his third pick. Mike, How do rookie quarterbacks do in Gillette Stadium?
Not too good. Not,
you know, Mike's always up on the stats. I know you know that. I just look at the Patriots being able to roll in this one. I'm going to go big, 38-13.
Well, I'm right at the same number with 38 points. And, Steve, we didn't think Gronkowski was going to play
anyway
at the start of the week, so I'm not going to change my prediction, only to say I want to see how the team responds mentally now that they know there's a little more clarity with that situation. I'll say 38-13 Patriots.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Good job as usual. There you go. But that would do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everybody.